4 CPA Mobile.
4 BYU Mobile.
KO4 BYU, KB4 CBA. Good afternoon. And what are you doing out and about?
We're waiting for time to go into work, watching all the crazy people going up and down the freeway over here at 385 and 85 interchange.
So, I tell you, that's a work, a four-letter word. But anyway, well, I worked 40 years, so two jobs all my life, so to make ends meet. And my wife worked, and she's still working. But I retired.
I don't know, there's about a year and a half, maybe two more years, and I'll be able to retire. Just working on getting the mortgage paid off, and the wife is running a travel agency from home, and unfortunately, this COVID-19 Wuhan virus, whatever you want to call it, has devastated her business. She has had cancellation after cancellation after cancellation. If you could give me that call sign one more time, I didn't copy it.
Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Bravo 4, Charlie Alpha Bravo.
The suffix is CBA, ABC backwards.
You know what this, I'm still trying to get to where I can catch everybody's call signs. I still have trouble with them, but I'm catching on, so I've got the Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Yeah, when I'm mobile, you know, I don't remember calls, so I have to write them down. And so don't feel bad. And I got my ticket in 1983. Don't feel bad at all.
My life is about, let's see, it's been 3 weeks now, going on 4 weeks this Saturday, and been having a blast with it. Been working on trying to get an antenna at the house, but unfortunately, I live kind of in a little valley with trees all around me, and so I have been managing to get to the Lawrence repeater, but there's just no activity on it anymore. It's pretty much dead frequency, really. I talked to one guy that used to be active with them, and he said, yeah, it's pretty much died out. So I'm looking at climbing up on the roof, which I've got a three-story house, so getting up on that roof's got me a little nervous at 62, almost 63 years old.
I know what you mean. Let me make sure I got the repeater. Okay. I'm 65 and I still get up on the roof. It doesn't bother me. It's a little scarier than it used to be when I was younger, I guess when I say it doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother me to the point where I'm not going to go up there. And I just put up a J-pole for 2 meters, and I live in a HOA, so I strapped it to PCV vents one of the bathrooms, and so you can't even see it from the front of the house, and I got a Carolina wind among the trees, so nobody said anything about that either. Can't really see it.
You know, if you took a red ribbon and spiraled it around it, made it look like a candy cane, just like, I forgot to take my Christmas decorations down.
All kinds of stealth, stealthy things you can do, and there's a V video on YouTube that shows you how to make a 2-meter antenna out of a satellite dish. You know, and I think the biggest thing with HOAs is they just don't want you putting up a 50-foot tower and that kind of thing. You know, and hiding a wire in a tree, in trees, in my backyard. You really have to be looking for it to see it, so I'm not really worried about it.
Think about where I live. I'm out in the country, and I've got 6 acres that's sitting right in the middle of 22 acres of family property. So the only ones that could complain would be my son or my brother, and ain't neither one of them going to fuss at me about it. So I'm good with that. So what are you doing out and about today? Running out to get some toilet paper or bottled water?
Actually, my wife's going to do some of that. We don't need any of those items, but she is going to... I think they're saying to try to stay in as much as you can the next 2 weeks, so we're just trying to make sure we have enough to eat for the next 2 weeks, and there's a couple of things that we need to pick up. And, you know, if we run out, big deal. We'll start opening cans and or whatever. Eat green beans and whatever's in the pantry. But you know, we'll know a lot more about this virus and what it's gonna do in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
After that, I'm not real worried about it. I am a smoker, but you know, I'm in fairly good health. I don't take any prescription medicines or anything, so I've never really had any problems with that kind of thing. I've always let my body fight off a virus instead of going to the doctor and getting antibiotics, so hopefully I'll be okay. I know we've got a couple of people, I think we've got 4 people at work that are out, but none of them are sick, but they're scared they're going to get it, so, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this. Just keep good hopes, take care of your health, and that's about all you can do.
Yeah, but, you know, just be smart and, you know, keep your hands washed and keep them out of your eyes, nose, and mouth. And, because, I mean, yeah, you sometimes, you know, think about stuff like, think, well, okay, I stay at home all day, so which I do most of the time, I'm not exposed to it, but then I gotta remember that I get the mail, so I'm exposed there, or I have the potential to be exposed there, and if we get packages out the door, so there's another source. So, I mean, you know, you just have to be smart. I wash my hands in the house several times a day. So, even if I haven't handled anything, so, I guess I'm just, I might be being a little too overcautious, but I'd rather err on the side of caution.
During the flu season, that period, I'm constantly washing my hands, working as a maintenance technician on machinery. Every job I finish, I wind up going and washing my hands because I get them all covered with oil or grease or whatever. So that's something I've always done almost every day of my life, wash my hands 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times a day. But just have to be careful. You never know what's going to happen, and better safe than sorry is always a good motto.
tell me, are you doing any HF stuff, or are you just on UHF and VHF?
This little Bofong FM transceiver, it's a 82HP, and it's a high power, got 8 watts of output, and it was only like $65, $70, and I've just been using it for now. I got a little booster amp, RF amplifier, supposed to boost me up to 40 watts, but I don't know if that's really what I'm getting or not. I'm fiddling around with stuff at the house. I've always liked to fiddle with things, and I've been looking at a Yaesu, I believe it is, a 991A tri-band. It's got HF, VHF, and UHF. It's just convincing the wife that we can afford it, especially the way her business is going right now. So I'm kind of holding off on that. Maybe next Christmas Santa Claus will bring it to me. We'll just have to wait.
For CBA. Well, I'm on the way to Hampton here, headed east. I just ran in some drizzle. Let's see, where am I? Just trying to give you a point of reference. I'm at the 7-Eleven in the Walgreens intersection. That's Cherokee Drive. I don't know all these streets. I grew up in Wellington Green, so, but anyway. Well, dang, I've already forgot what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, your radio. I bought a 7300, an ICOM 7300, July, couple of years ago. It'd be this coming July would be 2 years. And I love it. It's got everything but 2 meters on it. It's 6 meter through 180, and I like the waterfall on it because you can see all the signals, and yeah, you don't have to go hunting around for somebody to talk to.
I've got a little SDR. That's kind of what got me interested in this. I kept seeing everybody talking, and I wanted to talk myself. But I get the little SDR over there with the waterfall running so I can look at contacts and know where I can jump over to easily. That waterfall display certainly is nice.
And, this is the nicest HF rig I've ever had, so it may be the last one I ever buy, so unless something just goes terribly wrong with it. But it's doing a great job in that I'm just running it barefoot in that Carolina Windham antenna. And I've talked into Russia and Spain. So, the way my antenna is, it's lined up east-west, so it's transmitting, north-south, so it's transmitting east-west. Predominantly, the part of the antenna that transmits vertically, but if I can talk to people locally.
Now, if he was only smart enough to run it.
I don't know how to operate my radio, Tom.
How'd you know that was me? NZRLTR. And I don't know who the other gentleman is, but good afternoon, Dave, and good afternoon to you, sir.
KO4, BYU. Everybody calls me Izzy. My last name's Isbell, so it got hung on me in the military. But I'm going to have to clear off of here. It's time for me to go into Snake Ranch. So, KO4, BYU, clear.
Izzy, have a good day. A safe day, sir.
Day 3 back at all of you.
73s, and enjoy the key. So, go ahead there, Tom.
I was hoping he'd stay around and help me pick on you. Gosh, I'm just getting started good.
Because I'm a fixin'. There's a good southern term. I'm a fixin' to turn into my driveway.
I thought you was going to say collard greens and ham hocks you was a fixin'. Well, sorry I missed you, Dave. Well, we be headed down. That's what they are up there in Michigan. The kids up there are weebies and everything they say. We be headed down to Tractor Supply to get some chicken feed. You have a good afternoon and a safe afternoon. 73's day. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Oh, I tell you what. Pick me up some there at Tractor Supply. And next time I see you, you can surprise me. That's kind of like a toy store for guys. Not quite as much fun as Ace Hardware or Lowe's or Home Depot, but anyway. Well, y'all take care out there, and I'm just moseying through the subdivision here, kind of taking my time. Since there's nobody behind me, there's usually somebody pushing you down the street wanting you to go on. Get in your driveway. I tell you, people drive, they drive like 40 miles an hour through here sometimes. But anyway, and I live at the kind of a crest of a little rise, and it's kind of scary sometimes when you're trying to back out of the driveway. But haven't got hit yet. And Bernice, I know you're there, so make him behave. And I'll say 73's KB4CBA.
She said, not a chance, Dave. Yeah, don't feel bad. They come down the hill in front of our house, 80 to 100 miles an hour. One of them flipped his car over. The highway patrol estimated 120. They won't put speed bumps on it, and they won't run radar out there. So they only ran radar one time about 2 or 3 years ago, and I think they caught 3 or 4 people, $500 fines. I wish they'd do that more often, but c'est la vie. 73 day and 0TR clear.
But it came before CBA.